On the phone with me for this segment, I have Shemaine Almquist, owner of Forever Wild Animal Sanctuary in Phelan, and we're going to be talking about a special event that they have coming up. Thank you very much for joining me today, Shemaine. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Stephen. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Well, first of all, tell us about Forever Wild Animal Sanctuary.
Well, we are an exotic animal sanctuary located up in the high desert. We rescue animals from all over the United States and give them permanent homes at our facility.
And how did you get started, and why did you actually decide to open a wild animal sanctuary up in the high desert?
Well, me and my husband, we're co-founders of Forever Wild. We originated in Huntington Beach, but you can't exactly have tigers in Huntington Beach. So we decided to move up here to the high desert, and we bought about 8.5 acres up here. And we started it because my husband was involved in the entertainment industry, traveling around doing different types of documentaries and stuff with big trainers in Hollywood, and we noticed there was a lot of different things that we didn't really like. And the only way that we felt that we can make a difference in fixing that was to open up Forever Wild Exotic Animal Sanctuary. So we opened it up in about 1995, and we've been saving animals, educating people, and trying to make a difference ever since.
And what type of animals do you currently have up there?
Well, we have a lot of different species. So we have our carnivore area where we have our big cats, ranging from tigers down to bobcats. We do have one bear. We have a cinnamon black bear. Then we go into our small exotic area where we have, like, we have a ringtail lemur, we have foxes, we have kinkajous, we have a coyote, we have New Guinea singing dogs, and then we get into our birds of prey where we have hawks and falcons. We have an eagle, and then we go down to our parrots. We have tortoises. We have alligators, a crocodile. Currently, we're building a really big alligator enclosure for some alligators that were in the entertainment industry that need a home to retire to. So we're going to be hopefully finishing that up soon. But we do have quite a bit of different animals that people can come and get educated on and learn how they can actually make a difference to the animals out there.
Now, you said that you had alligators that were previously in the entertainment industry. How does that work?
Yes, yes. We got a call a few months ago, and the gentleman that had owned or owns those animals will be moving, and he wants to find a retirement home for them. So he asked us if we would be able to take them in, and we said, of course. And we've been working on a very large enclosure for them because I think they average anywhere from about 8 to 10 feet. I believe there's two of them. I think their name is Bonnie and Clyde, I believe. I could be wrong. but they will be coming hopefully in the next couple weeks.
Oh, so that's crazy. I don't imagine there'd be too much of a call for alligators in the entertainment business, but I guess there has been since you are receiving a couple. Are there any other animals that you've got, any other strange stories about animals that you've taken in?
Well, I mean, we've had everything from illegal ownership to drug raids. Like, for instance, there was a drug raid a few years ago that they found two marmoset monkeys there, and then they brought them to us, and they've been with us ever since. And they were really small little babies, so we had to come up with names for them. So we decided to name them Mary Jane and Bud. Because they came from a pot farm that was raided.
That's funny.
Yeah, so we try to be creative, but but we do get lots of different types of calls. I mean, we've gotten a call for a great horned owl that was very injured, had a broken wing that had healed, that was found in a meth lab that was busted, so we had to take in that animal. We get owner surrender. You know, lately it's been a lot of sugar gliders that are illegal in California.
What is a sugar glider?
A sugar glider is a small marsupial. So it has a little pocket like a kangaroo, and then the babies can be inside the little pocket. But they're very small. A lot of people confuse them and think that they're like flying squirrels. But they have really huge eyes that if it was on a human, it would be equivalent to having cantaloupes on your face. They're very sensitive. They're nocturnal, so they come out at night. They're sugar gliders. They can't fly. They glide. And in the wild, they would eat the sap from the trees that tends to be sugary. So they have a high caloric diet, and they're very cute, but they are also very illegal in California. So we do get a bunch of them at times. So right now we've gotten, I think, 3 in the last week.
So 3 in the last week. Boy, you're not kidding. So apparently the word is out. Send your sugar gliders to Forever Wild.
Yes, exactly. It's like everybody puts the word out. Let's give our sugar gliders up. But, you know, that's what we're here for. We're here to try to educate people when they do owner surrender, like make better choices. There's plenty of dogs and cats out there that need homes if you're looking for an animal. You know, we also, when people come in, we try to really educate them on responsible ownership, pet ownership, because when you do take in a pet, it shouldn't be just for an occasion. It shouldn't be just for a fad because everybody's gotten French bulldogs or, you know, it's Christmas time, let's get a pet then. You know, when you acquire a pet, it should be, one, it should be legal, and two, it should be for the rest of their life. That animal should be coming into your family to be a permanent part of your family, because that's what it is. It is part of your family.
Very good. Now, tell us about some of the tigers that you have there at Forever Wild Animal Sanctuary.
Well, I mostly have females right now. I do have one male, so he's kind of like the king right now. Though he's got short little legs, he does have some dwarfism. But my females, they're prima donnas. They love the attention. I have Rajala. I have Shiva. She came to us with cross eyes, but she looks absolutely adorable. I have some of my older tigers like Jade, which really loves men. She loves attention. My tigers are very vocal. They cannot purr, so they do what's called chuffing, and they really love to talk to the keepers as they're going by. They're pretty dramatic because they're females, so they'll be, you know, rolling around all over the place. They get a lot of enrichment. You can come to the sanctuary, and you can actually, if you're 18 years or older, you can get an extreme feed and feed a lot of the female tigers I have. Now, the kids can do extreme feeds, too. Those are only $5. It's $10 for the adults. And the kids get to do extreme feeds where they can feed one of the two different tigers and a lion and a leopard. So we try to give some really great experiences, because we have found with other sanctuaries too, if you let the public not only come to get educated, but also do some type of interaction, not hands-on, but an interaction, the education part tends to stick more into their heads, and they will tend to spread the word a little bit more about the plight of the animals.
Now, you mentioned some of the things that you can do at Forever Wild. Are there any other things in particular that people can do while they're out there visiting Forever Wild?
Well, we do have a general tour where you get a map and you get to walk around, or we have a guided tour where if you make an appointment in advance, they're done at 12 o'clock each day. You have a volunteer keeper that will take you around and explain the animals, their backstories. You get to hear the kookaburra laugh. You get to, you know, hear about all of the animals. And then we have a picnic area where you can bring in food and you can go and enjoy picnic lunch down in our covered picnic area. And then, like I said, we have the extreme feeds. We do have special events where when you come for a special event, we have a discounted price of $5 any age. You can find the events on our Facebook page or our website. And then those days we have critter talks, where we'll actually bring some of our critters out, like an owl or a ferret, or we'll go back behind the scenes and we'll talk about some of the animals, the bigger animals, so that people get a more one-on-one of detailed information about that particular animal.
Okay, now speaking of special events, you have a special event coming up, but June 8th, tell us about that.
Yes, we do. We have our Pounce into Summer event. We've done it every year. It's to try to get excited about, you know, school's ending. Let's get the families out there. Let's start off with a big bang. This year, we are going to do a luau. So this year, we're going to have hopefully everything's going to be all Hawaiian themed. We're going to have a DJ there that's going to be playing that kind of music. We're working on trying to get possibly some dance studios to maybe donate their time to do hula lessons for people. We'll have face painting. We'll have a bounce house. We will most likely have our famous taco truck there. I know it's not Hawaiian theme, but they make really amazing food that you just can't pass up. So we're hoping that it'll be a great event for people to come out and enjoy the day, loving and caring about animals, but also enjoying some time with their families.
Okay, now you are a nonprofit organization, so you rely heavily on donations. Tell the listeners where they can find out more information, or if they would like to make a donation, where can they go to make a donation?
Absolutely. There's like, we 100% rely on the community to help us continue this plight for the animals. So there's a number of ways that you can help donate. You can go to our website at foreverwildexotics.org, or you can go to our Facebook page. And I believe we have Twitter, we have Instagram. I'm not exactly too tech savvy, but I know you can get through all of those by going to our website. You can go to all of those other social medias. You can go on Amazon Smile. Each time you make a purchase on Amazon, if you go through Amazon Smile and pick Forever Wild, part of that will go to Forever Wild. We'll get a check. I think it's like every quarter. You can mail in a check to Forever Wild, which you can get the address from our website, again, foreverwildexotics.org. Or you, when you come in for tours, extreme feeds, all of that stuff really help bring in income for the animals. You can also bring in supplies. Supplies are amazingly just as important as getting monetary donations. So bleach, Simple Green, latex gloves, garbage bags, all that different types of stuff, paper towels, we go through a daily basis because we clean 8 hours a day. We are cleaning and feeding. So all of those types of things can definitely help us succeed at Forever Wild.
All right, some great information there. Okay, before we go, tell us once again when your special event is coming up and how much it costs for the public to enter.
Our Pounce Into Summer event will be a luau. It will be June 8th. It will be from 10 to 5, and it'll be $5 any age that day.
Great. So the public will also be able to partake in the special feeding events. Are those extra?
Yes, they will be extra. Those will be available all day. Typically, they're only available until 3 o'clock on a daily basis, but on special events, they will be available all day. And it's $10 for 18 and over. You get two pieces of food, and you get to tell the keeper which animals you'd like to feed. And then for under 18, for children, it's $5 for two pieces of food.
Okay, Shemaine Almquist, owner of Forever Wild Animal Sanctuary in Phelan, where we've been talking about their special event, their Bounce Into Summer event coming up June 8th. Sounds like a fun event, Shemaine. Hopefully people will visit you up there in the high desert. So thank you once again for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a great day.